Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. So glad that you joined us here today on the program. It's me and Martita. Martita's back. Hey, Martita, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I am doing great as well.
Are you excited?
And, oh, I'm super excited today about our topic. But I just want to welcome everybody to the program. I want to just tell each and every one of you that we are so blessed that you would take the time to tune in and listen to two crazy people talking about Jesus.
Yes.
You know, because we love the Lord and we just want to share that love and that fervor and that, you know, that just, oh, I'm just so excited.
We want to make it real.
We want to make it real.
Because my relationship with the Lord is real. Listening to his voice, seeing things in the spirit, prophesying, that is real. That is an everyday
life.
Absolutely. And we want to, you know, come.
So many people view Christianity and Christians as these little nerdy kids with pocket protectors. But
yes.
I'm here today to tell you, man, we've got battle armor on. We're running
yes.
in the spirit. We are, we are just taking authority over the earth
yes.
the way God intended for us to be. You know, I know the whole church isn't on board yet, but guess what? We're coming alive.
Yes.
And we are seeing the power of God being released like never in history right now. There's a great revival that is happening. It's not coming. It's happening. And it's flourishing. We're seeing it at Lighthouse Church. We're seeing it at other churches in the area. And there is a call to the Lord that is happening. And people are beginning to respond. I haven't seen hunger like I'm seeing right now in the church in a long time, Martita.
And you know what?
People are hungry.
And I'm tired of talking about all the evil, all the bad. And I want to talk about the glory of the Lord.
That's it.
I want to talk about the transformation and the life that he brings.
Sure.
Let's transform this. I'm not going to concentrate on all that junk. I'm concentrating
right.
on the goodness of the Lord.
That's right. You know, and I think one of the greatest ways that we can concentrate on the Lord and see, you know, God's power released through our lives as believers is where our topic is today. And our topic today is just going to be speaking life.
Yes.
You know, we have got to get to a place where, you know what, we are speaking the desired results of the Word of God over our lives. We've settled for too long. We have spoken death. We've allowed the enemy to sow into our hearts fear and anxiety and depression and all the things that he's working.
And defeat.
And we want to show you how to actually change that.
Yes.
Okay? If you're dealing with anxiety, you're dealing with all these things, we want to show you how to speak life over your life. And over the lives of your family, over the lives of your businesses and your finances and all of that. And I think that, you know, our speech needs to be demonstrating the love of God. And we talked about that yesterday. You know, we talked about, you know, say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean. So we're still leaning in what we're saying.
Yes.
But I want to look at it and I want to break it down. I want to get into the Word today. You know, we hit more ideas yesterday and we shared scripture, but I just want to rock right through and start in the Old Testament and just start beginning to show you everywhere that the Bible talks about, you know, in the book of Proverbs, how you need to watch your mouth, because Proverbs is a powerful book.
Oh, it's all the wisdom. I mean, it's a book of wisdom for
yes.
everyday life. If you are not sure, I mean, I love the way it's straight to the point. It doesn't go around the bush.
Nope, does not.
It just tells you, this is what it is. So let's start with that.
Yeah.
Proverbs 18:21. This is the Amplified.
Yeah.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words.
So words have consequences.
Either good or bad.
Right.
It depends what we're saying.
Sure. I mean, consequences aren't always bad. Everybody think, oh, you're going to suffer the consequences.
Well, that's right. I want the consequences.
If I work hard and I suffer the consequences of having money, you know, and blessed and being honorable in my life. So, you know, I don't think consequences are all bad, but it says this, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And the Bible teaches us so much about the tongue, and we're going to do that. We're going to break it down. We're going to look at Proverbs and look at everything that it has to say. But
I want to say something else on that.
As you said,
death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. So therefore, if I say I am a daughter of the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. I'm going to walk like a daughter of the Lord Jesus
Christ. Right.
That is the fruit and the consequences. I am healed by his stripes. I'm speaking and decreeing the word of the Lord, and I stand on it. And guess what? I will believe, and my faith will grow.
Right, and it'll produce life.
Exactly. So this is really important. What we say has power, and the consequences of our words is what we speak.
Right.
So what do you want those consequences? What do you want that fruit to be?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I want it to be life.
Exactly.
I want to speak life.
Over myself, over my family, over my friends,
life.
Over my job, over my country, over everything. So let's go. Let's go for Proverbs. Proverbs 10:32.
Okay.
The lips of the godly speak helpful words, but the mouth of the wicked speaks perverse words.
Let's talk about helpful words for a minute. What is a helpful word? You know what? Somebody's down. They're down in the dumps. What's a helpful word, man? Hey, it's going to be okay.
Yes.
Not, hey, come on, man. What's your problem? Quit being like that. No,
yes.
You want to lift people with your words, not knock them down or, you know, leave them where they're at. The goal with words that are helpful is that they actually help.
Yes. Feel
helpful.
Yes. Help them with confidence.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the other part says the mouth of the wicked speak perverse words. I mean, have you ever known anybody that spoke perverse words? I mean, dude.
You hear
around.
That every day.
You know, listen to the lyrics on some of the, you know, and rap music and things out there. You know, it's so perverse and
even,
so
you know,
wicked.
I was listening to a song one day that I used to sing all the time.
Right?
I love this song. It's an old song. It
right?
had a soft, kind of romantic, you know, theme to it.
Yeah.
And one day I'm driving and I'm singing it without realizing, like yesterday we were saying, you know, you hear something, all of a sudden you start singing it. And I was singing it, and the first verse was great. But the second verse, as I listened to it, I thought,
ooh, I don't know if I want to say that over my life.
Exactly. It was about having an affair, breaking the marriage. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Whoa, what am I saying? And I'm
stop.
Like, yes, I stopped it. And as much as I liked the song because of a part of it,
right.
The other part was cursing my marriage.
Sure it was.
And I was like, I can't listen to this song anymore.
Right. Or sing it.
No.
Because life and death are in the power of what?
The tongue. And I was like, what am I
speaking?
Why
do you think the enemy gets us to sing all of this stuff out loud?
Yes.
We're saying some of the most horrible things.
So listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what kind of, it could be sung, you know, country and slow or older or rock. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Listen to the lyrics.
Yes. And choose wisely.
Yes.
What you allow to come out of your lips. You know, here's another one in Proverbs 11:13. This is the New Living Translation. It says, a gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence, can keep a secret.
Yes.
And, you know, have you ever had anybody out you? I have. Like, you know, you're sharing something, you really want their advice, you're talking to them. And I've done this and had it happen with talking about someone else. You know, and I've said, what do you think I should do in this situation? And then I've had that person turn around and go and tell the other person that I told them this about them, you know, and it's just like, you know, it's heart-wrenching in many ways because, you know, I went to them in confidence.
Yes.
To try to really, truly hear their opinion, to understand
to get advice.
How to get advice and to process something that was going on in my life. And then to find out that they turned around and started telling everybody and talking about it, you know, it's heartbreaking sometimes.
Gossip is destructive.
It is.
Very destructive.
And it's words.
Yes,
you see,
it is.
It's the enemy's taking words and he's scattering them around, and people are then taking those words and scattering them more and more and more. And then see what happens with gossip is it turns into rumors, and then it turns into backbiting, and it turns into broken trust and all that, you know? So words are very powerful.
Yes.
You have to be careful about that.
Yes. So let's go to Proverbs 12:25.
Right.
Worry weighs a person down, an encouraging word cheers the person up.
Wow.
You know, one way of doing it is, let's do examples. If somebody has no confidence and, you know, and they go, man, I don't think I can do this. Our job is to say, yes, you can. You can do this. You're smart enough. You have the mind of Christ. He will teach you all things. He will guide you through it. If he wants you to do it, you have everything you need. Our job is to lift up and encourage people to fulfill their purpose.
Right. You know, I've had words of worry spoken over my life. You know, sometimes people will be like, oh, your kids are going to be just like you were when you were younger. You know, and it's like there's this worry that, oh, they're going to, you know, party or do mm-hmm. things that I did. And I didn't always do the right things when I was younger until I met the Lord, you know. But, you know, those are words of worry when you're speaking.
That's a curse word.
It's cursing people. Yeah, you're like, or you're never going to amount to anything, you know, things like that. You know, we can speak some really horrible things.
So right now,
you know,
in the name of Jesus, we break every curse word that has been spoken over you. So listen.
In your life.
So whoever's listening, every curse word that has been spoken over you by any leader, any parent,
right.
any guardianship, any teacher, whoever, anybody, we break it in the name of Jesus.
That's
we speak life over you. You can conquer this. We speak life over you. You move forward. You will fulfill your purpose.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
You're not stupid.
No.
You're not, you know, an idiot. You're not, you know, broken. You are everything that God says you are. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You can do all things through God, through Christ who gives you the strength, you know. So
you're loved.
Know that
you were meant to be here. God created you for such a time as this because
purpose.
He wanted you here for his plan right now.
Yeah. So let's go to Proverbs 15, 1 and 2. This one says, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but the mouth of a fool belches out foolishness. I love that.
I love Proverbs.
Version.
He's
you know,
so straightforward.
It's like, hey, man, I'm just telling you right now, man. You're so stupid. You sound like you're belching when you're talking. You know, it's like, bleh. So, you know what? Look at that.
I like this. He said a gentle answer. It doesn't say, show me how strong you are, how mighty you are,
right.
how powerful you are. Let's go into battle. No, a gentle answer deflects anger.
Sure. You know, when I get angry and I start yelling or escalating my tone of my voice or, you know, pulling out all the things that my wife or my kids or whatever have done their whole lives, you know, let's start going down the inventory, you know, you never do this, you always do that, blah, blah, blah. And you start to escalate in anger. And, you know, and then your wife turns around and just says, I love you. You're like, aw, okay.
Yeah, it deflates.
And it's like, let's the air out of it.
It's amazing.
So a gentle answer deflects anger, you know, but harsh words, what happens when she goes, oh, yeah, well, what about you? Well, you did this and you did that. Now I'm saying, well, you did this and you did that. Now we're escalating.
Oh, yeah.
We're not deflating. We're inflating.
You're throwing wood into the fire.
And you know, those are the situations when you start saying things you don't really mean, and that's when people get in trouble. Because they're trying to one up the other person, and they're trying to, you know, just say bad things to
be
hurtful.
And how many times have you been in a place that you say something and you're like, oh, can I take that back?
Well, that's what you call belching foolishness.
Yes,
it's like, ah, I want that back.
And once it's out, it's out.
It's out.
It's out. But that's when you have to humble yourself and apologize.
Sure.
And mean it from the heart.
Yeah, I think that leans us back over to Proverbs 15:4. You know, there's just so many
I love
of these in Proverbs, but it says, Gentle words are a tree of life.
Amen.
And deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Proverbs 16:24 says, kind words are like honey, right? Sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. So let's talk about that, gentle and kind words for a minute. Let's take those two scriptures and just kind of, let's meditate on that for a second. What do kind words look like?
You know, as, even as you
some people
said
need
it,
to know this.
Yes. Some people don't understand what it is.
They don't understand what kind words are.
But speaking, first of all, how would you like to be spoken to?
Right.
With respect.
Treat others as you would like to be treated yourself.
Yes. Treating each other with respect. When you talk to somebody, honor them and treat them like they're smart people, a person of honor.
Sure.
Okay? Be kind when you speak. Don't belittle anybody. Don't make them... And in other words, if you say, somebody says, can you help me with this? You go and you show them how to do it without, well, nobody ever taught you. Didn't you learn it in the school? Why didn't you do it? None of
that. What's wrong with you?
Exactly. Just go and teach them how to do it and teach them in the way that they can understand.
Sure.
If you're a doctor and I'm not a doctor, don't speak to me medical terms that I am not going to understand.
Yeah, don't talk over me.
Exactly. Speak in English that I will understand without making me feel stupid.
Yeah. I love that because, you know, kind words aren't that hard.
No, it's a choice.
But, you know, we don't do it. Why? Why don't we do that?
Yes. Am I trying to make myself to be higher or smarter or, you know, to make myself feel better?
Right.
Or am I just going to be humble?
Right. See, that I think that it comes back to that heart thing.
Yes.
You know, what is really rolling around in your heart?
What's the motive behind it?
Is there kindness? Is Jesus in your heart? You know, if the love of God is residing in your heart, then out of the heart flows rivers of life. You know, it says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you look at your words and they're not kind and you know, they're not gentle words, then you're falling into dangerous territory.
And then why? What's in your heart? Are you broken? Because hurt people hurt people.
Right.
Broken people hurt people.
Right.
So if I'm acting a certain way, I need to take inventory of my heart and see what's coming out of my heart and what's there. Where do I need healing? Where do I need the Lord to come in and reside? That I'm not keeping them in there.
Right.
You know, because how many times we love the Lord, we say we walk with the Lord, but there's certain areas in our life that we cannot keep them out.
Yeah.
And we still want to walk in that area. Why?
Yeah, I hear you.
So let's go to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, test my heart. Show me what's going on. Show me what's going on in my heart.
Show me the real me.
Yes.
So that I can actually be more like you.
Yes. And if I'm still doing this, why am I doing that? What part of me is still broken that needs healing so then I can move forward?
Yeah, look at Proverbs 17:28. You know, I love Proverbs. Look at this. It says, even fools are thought wise when they keep silent.
I like that.
With their mouths shut, they seem intelligent. So guess what, guys? You can actually look smarter just by not talking. Sometimes. I mean, that's the Bible. I'm not being silly. This is the Bible. This is Proverbs 17:28. You can look intelligent or seem intelligent, maybe, you know, until you open your mouth again. But, you know, it's so important that we learn to manage our mouths.
And why do we always have to say something? You know, how many times are we in a meeting or something? And somebody says something, and we have to, like you said, up it.
Oh, right. I have to escalate.
I have a testimony. Oh, well, my testimony is this. Oh, well, my testimony, instead of celebrating with that person, say, man, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you had that experience with the Lord. You know?
And
things that we need to realize.
Yeah, look at Proverbs 13:3. It says, those who control their tongue will have a long life.
Amen for that.
Opening your mouth can ruin everything.
Wow.
Okay, why does it say that? I mean, do you realize how many murders have happened because somebody simply opened their mouth and said something
they shouldn't have said.
Disrespectful mm-hmm. to somebody. You know, you see that all the time, and you've got to understand, you know, that disrespect is huge.
Yeah.
For men especially, you know, guys want to be respected while women want to be loved. Guys want to be respected. And let's hit on this for a second. We've got a couple of minutes left. If you're out there, ladies, and you're wanting to be more loved by your husband, the words of respect need to be coming out of your mouth towards him, and he will in return give you words of love. You know, he'll tell you he loves you if you tell him you respect him, you know. And, you know, it's so funny because it's like, you know, hey, go park over here isn't words of respect. That's right. Words of, that's like telling your husband, you know, you don't know where to park. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's simple little things, but I don't think we always realize how powerful those words are when we're speaking them, because there's respect hidden in the words or not. There's disrespect hidden in the words. So we got to be very careful. And then with the guys, it's the same way towards your wives. You know, you've got to speak words of love, you know, like,
and respect.
How does my hair look today, honey? Well, you know, it's okay. That's not words of love.
And not only that, so as we're talking in that, that is so important, because it's not just the way I speak it. I might not be meaning to be disrespectful,
right.
But the other person takes it as disrespect.
Exactly.
And that's what
it's
we need to learn how the other person is really listening, so we can speak in a way that honors the other person.
Correct.
It goes both ways.
Yeah. And that's just through the power of the Holy Spirit that
yes.
you can do that. You got to have that.
Yes.
He'll tell you how to do that.
Yes, because every personality is different. So we have to be able to understand each other and learn about it.
Right.
Don't say, well, this is the way I am. So there is no. When you have children, every child is different. And you treat them differently because they're different. I can't deal with them the same way. Every person is different.
Right.
Therefore, and you add to that the sex, the background, the education, the traditions, wherever
sure.
they came from. And we need to learn how to speak in a way that honors and respects other people, because that is what changes everything in relationships.
Yeah.
And how are you going to preach to somebody if they feel disrespected by you?
Yeah.
They're not going to receive.
Proverbs 23 says, it is an honor for a man to keep away from strife by handling situations with thoughtful foresight. And any fool will start a quarrel without regard for the consequences. We've got to do what we got to do to make the communication what it needs to be for those who we're communicating with in love. You know, so we hope you guys are enjoying this. This is Proverbs, speaking life, learning how to talk. We'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you. join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks again to our sponsors. Martita, we've been talking about speaking life, and we've been all through the book of Proverbs, man. We hit every scripture in Proverbs probably that there is. No, there's probably a
probably
hundred more
yes.
about how to be wise and, you know, keep your mouth under control and
bring
speak
life
and do all mm-hmm. that. But let's go to the New Testament for a minute. We got a few minutes left in the program. Let's take a look at a couple of New Testament scriptures on speaking life. Let's see what the New Testament says about
it. Let's start with the book of James.
All right.
Let's go to James 3:2, and this is New Living Translation. Indeed, we all make mistakes, for if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way.
I love that. We all make mistakes.
Yes.
Where do we make those mistakes? With our mouths.
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing here is how much control the mouth has. Because it says, if we could control the mouth, we could control ourselves in every other way.
Yeah.
That little tongue, that little muscle has so much power over us.
You know, in James 3:10, which is just a few verses away from that, he's really hitting it. He's really driving it home. He says, and so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. And he says, surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
Okay. We got to stop on this one just for
yes.
a second. Whatever you say, make it as you are saying it as a representative of Jesus himself.
Because we
that's
are, he's
powerful.
An ambassador.
I understand, but that's like, wow, okay. You know what? Whatever I say, that means everywhere, like every idle word, you know, we hear that's going to come out of our mouth will be judged. God is saying every word you speak has life in it. It has power in it. So you got to be careful.
And we represent
with this
him.
Mouth.
Yes.
Because you are my representative.
Yes. Every word.
All right, that's humbling. I'm going to have to, like, you know.
Humbling is scary.
I'm going to have to work on a few things.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
And I'm the pastor.
But it's true. It's like,
it is true.
We need to
true,
really
guys.
Watch. We need to think before we speak.
Yeah. And then lastly, Colossians 4:5-6 says, listen. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. Guys,
amen.
Live by that rule and you will succeed in this life. Okay, we hope you enjoyed the program. We hope you're challenged because we
yes,
are.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, God bless you. Turn the light on.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.